Okay, so hi everybody, it's me. I'm back. Let me think about this. I want to talk about this dream I had last night. It's about 1 o'clock, 1:30, and I got up not long ago. I'm getting better. I definitely had some food poisoning. Believe me, without being gross or anything, just trust me. It's been confirmed that whatever was inside is now gone, and whatever it was unholy. Okay, trust me. So. Definitely doing better. Still a little nauseous, but the chills are gone, and my headache is, I still have a headache. My throat's sore, but I will be back to normal in a couple of days. Anyway, about this dream, so here it is. I must have had it around, 4 o'clock this morning or something. So in my dream, somehow, and I don't know how this happened, I really don't, but my soon-to-be beloved ex-wife, somehow, and I don't see her in the dream, but she trades me off to this other woman, and the woman, white woman, of course, just kidding, no, I'm kidding, and she kind of looks like, well, she's pretty, but not really pretty, but kind of pretty, but kind of like Judy Garland when she was around 18, you know what I mean, kind of pretty enough, but kind of a fat face, but not too fat, but kind of long, but hair, down, you know, kind of a sandy brown hair, which, and kind of curly, you know, and down to her shoulders, but a little bit kind of thin, but not really thin, but thin. A little too thin, but anyway, all right, so let's just get past. So, she's the kind of woman that I probably, not my type, but, with a few glasses of wine. Anyway, so, I don't know how this happened, but I'm dropped off, and I'm at this university or something. I'm in a professional situation. I'm in a university, and I'm wearing my regular clothes. And this woman who's my wife apparently knows me. I've never seen her before. And I'm like, well, where do we live, you know? And she's like, and by the way, she's in a master's program, this woman, and she's in a business suit and everything. And I say to her, I'm just speechless, right? I mean, it's like I've been pawned off or something or traded. So, and I don't know what her name was, but again, I know we're married. So I said, can you tell me where we live? And she goes, I guess I'll take you home. So she has to, and by the way, she's outside, we're in a hallway outside of a lecture room, I guess, where she was studying or listening to a lecture. This is how it picks up. So when we start to walk down the hallway and the instructor of her class comes out, this mean little black lady, with short hair, glasses, and says, you've just now gotten back into town, and already you're trying to take her, keep her from being what she needs to be. You want to turn her into a housewife, to a slave. And I turn around and go, what? I don't even know this woman. I mean, I don't know the instructor, but the woman, this instructor is definitely a man hater. Trust me, okay? And I'm like, hey, you know, she looks at me and she's like, who do you think you are? And who do you think you are trying to take her from her, what she needs and everything? And I'm thinking, I said, wait a minute, she's just going to show me where we live. And she goes, as if you don't know where you live. And of course, I don't. And somehow this woman, my wife, new wife, whatever, she kind of knows, it's weird. It's like she knows I just got there, but then she also, you know, knows I've known her before. So we start walking down the hall, and I'm like, hey. And another woman comes out from another classroom, another instructor of hers. And this time it's a white woman, again, short hair, glasses, and mean as hell, saying, where are you taking her? I'm thinking, where am I taking her? You know what I'm saying, right? I'm like, wait a minute, these people are coming. My wife is just kind of walking, saying, I have to take him home. You know, he doesn't know, you know, he doesn't remember where we live. And she goes, you know, he doesn't see well. And then two other women come out in the hallway. All these women start coming out. All these professional dressed women. They all come out, right? And said, don't you try that blind stuff with us, Mark Marcus. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. You know, and so I pull out my cane out of my back pocket. And I unfold it. And when I'm snatching, I'm like, oh, hell, right? So we start walking and everything. And I'm thinking, what the hell is this, right? So this woman, again, and I'm telling you, I don't know this woman from Adam or Eve or whatever. I really don't. I have no idea who she is, right? And again, she's not really my type, but again, I'm thinking, this could be... I'm thinking, well, I don't know, you know. She better look at my ex-wife anyway. But anyway, so then all of a sudden we start walking in, and then the scene changes, right? So somehow we're in this house. Oh, okay. So we're in this house. It's huge, right? And we're in this kitchen, and this kitchen has got things in it I don't even know how to work. And I'm hungry or something. And she goes, would you like me to fix something to eat? And I'm thinking, well, yeah, but you need to get back to class, don't you? Everything. And all of a sudden she goes, no, you know, I have to get you something to eat. Because I haven't, apparently in this dream, I haven't eaten in weeks, right? So I said, no, I can fix mom. But then I start looking around the kitchen, and there are things that I don't even, it's like the Jetsons on steroids, right? I have no idea of this, how this stuff works. It's so complicated, right? Okay. So all of a sudden, there's a patio door or something, and it's boom, 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 boom. And all of a sudden, these women all show up, man. And they're like, you want her barefoot and pregnant. And I'm thinking, oh, by the way, the woman that I'm married to she's a baby. She couldn't be more than 30. Hell, like I'd marry a 30-year-old, right? Well, like I'd get married again, period. But anyway, And there are all these women, and all these women, right? And they're all a bunch of men-haters, trust me. Every damn one of them, right? From all around the world in Europe, man. They got some Mexicans up in there, some Spanish women up in there. You go, of course, you got the Germans in the front. They hate me to start with. And then you got the sisters. And the sisters ain't that bad, but they're all against me, right? And all of a sudden, I turn around, and my new wife is, instead of being in a business suit, she's in a maid's outfit and looking mighty fine. Now, think about it, you know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking, uh-oh, you know, and they're like, you couldn't wait to get back here and take her from her career, Mark. You couldn't wait to take her, get her back, and blah, 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 blah. And I'm saying, hey, and then, okay, then my wife goes, you all are upsetting my husband. And I'm thinking, because they're approaching me in like a semicircle, right? I'm like, oh, hell, right? I'm thinking, I'm about to bust some chops. I'm about to bust some chops up pretty, because these women, they get mad, right? Okay, so she goes, you're upsetting my husband. And I look back and go, yeah. And I went, uh-oh, I shouldn't have said that. Oh, hell no, all right. So all of a sudden, one of these women, man, one of these men haters picks up a phone or something and makes a phone call. Next thing I hear is a bunch of police cars. And notice I didn't say police, I'm saying police, all right? Come thinking, oh, hell no, right? So all of a sudden, I heard these, I'm like, oh, shit. And I'm panicking. This is a nightmare, right? I'm like, oh, no, not again. I'm thinking, all of a sudden, I hear this thunder. You know, this thunder and lightning. And my wife's woman, whatever, says, I said, hey, what that, you know? All of a sudden, the door bust open, right? And all these female cops, all of them are from the Middle East, I swear to God, and they're all wearing turbines. Do you hear me? I'm telling you, I swear to God, this is true. I'm thinking, what the hell? Right? And all I wanted to do was get a sandwich or something. And I'm thinking, what has happened? I mean, this was freaky, right? This was tripping me out. This is tripping me out, right? And I'm thinking, oh, hell no, not again. Not again, right? And I look back at my wife, man, and I got my hands up in the air like, hey, you know, I look at her and say, go back to school. I don't want any part of this thing yet. And like, oh, yeah, you're telling us that now, but we know how you treat her when we're not here. I'm thinking, I don't even know this woman. I'm thinking, oh, no, right? So I look over at a couple of the sisters up in there. I say, hey, y'all, hey. Like, look, y'all need to help a brother out. And they go, you know, and then, okay, check this out. The two sisters are, I guess they're lesbians or something, because they're holding hands. They go, you ain't no brother of ours or something. I'm like, we ain't no sisters of yours. I'm like, oh, hell. Right? So I'm like, oh, damn. And I'm telling you, man, and I think that's when I woke up screaming. I didn't scream, but I was sweating like, I mean, what does this mean? I mean, what does this mean, y'all? If y'all got any kind of comments on this, you be sure and get back to me on this. So that was a dream. I'm trying to think back because I sat here and tell y'all about it. If there's anything else I left out, but that's pretty much it, except that the house was big, like a mansion, and the kitchen was huge, and actually the woman, I'd never seen this woman before, you know, and she might have been the type I'd marry, maybe under certain circumstances, maybe, she looked a little skinny, I don't like tiny, tiny skeleton women, but yeah, it's all right, at least not when they're as tall as she was, because she's as tall as me, in fact, she might have been taller, so, But all these women, man, were man-haters. I ain't seen nothing like it, boy. They were after me, boy. Woo-wee. Whew. But there you go. Now, is this how it all ends? I mean, is this the beginning of the end for me or something? What? I don't think I have a persecution complex or something, but damn. You know, I don't know. So, I don't know. So that's it. And I hope that made some sense. Like I said, if any of y'all want to interpret this, be my guest, because it's just wild. It is wild, man. And I'll be looking for tall white women who look like Judy Garland. I'm going to steer clear of them. And the thing is, and I mean this, you know, I've dated women in the past that were in master's programs. I dated a few doctors in my time, but I've never come across like I want. Hey, I'm like, hey, you know, I don't want any part of this. Hey, you know, but the funny thing is, this woman kind of like owned me, you know? I mean, I don't get it. It's like, it's weird. I mean, it was strange. It was so strange. And she was glad to be, I guess she was glad that, but she was glad to be cooking stuff or whatever, something. And she's like, and she had the attitude like, this is my lot. I have to take care of my husband. And I'm thinking, no, you don't. Just, if you want to take care of me, keep these women from beating the hell out of me, because they were going to jack me up. All right? They were going to jack me up. And then when the Middle Eastern police cars come up there with them people with them turbines, I was like, and I think, I don't know if I saw a boomerang or a snub nose. I couldn't make out what the hell they were carrying, you know? All I could think was, say, hey, don't tase me, y'all. Don't tase me. Oh, Lord. I guess this is my way of making a joyful noise, huh? What do you think? Oh, this is how it ends. Or this is how it begins. We're coming up on my birthday month, and I don't know. Maybe there's more psychological damage than I thought, but there you have it. Okay, take care, and remember to make a joyful noise, okay? I'll talk to you later. God help me. All right, bye-bye.